That one as well. Right, okay. Just tell me your name for the recording.
You want my maiden name?
Can do, yeah.
It was Janet Simpson.
So what's your name now?
Fern. F-E-R-N.
Fern now, okay. Mm. Right. And when were you at Bamford School then?
From 1947 to 1952, right, when okay. I passed by 11 plus and then moved on to New Mills Grammar.
Right. On the train every
day. On the train every day. Yeah. Very, very tiring.
I know. I'm not supposed to be interviewing about New Mills Grammar, but I am quite interested.
Yeah.
It must have felt quite a big journey.
You will find quite a few today that went to New Mills Grammar School.
So, when you were at Bamford, can you remember your first day at school? Quite a lot of people can. I can't. So, what did you like about school? What do you remember?
I like the garden. We used to grow some wonderful runner beans.
Did you?
Yes, with Mr. Rastall. and Bertie Blocks was the headmaster.
Yeah.
And he had hives of bees.
Did he?
And he used to bring honey to school.
Oh, that's lovely.
And he was a lovely chap, and he used to sit you on his knee, which I don't think would be allowed nowadays.
Nearly nothing's allowed now.
And he used to read stories to us.
Oh, did he?
Yeah.
So when you brought the honey in, did you have it at lunchtime? Did you have snacks? What happened with the honey?
I can't really remember, but I do remember taking some home with me.
Oh, right.
So whether we had to pay for it, I can't remember.
Yeah.
But I know it was lovely.
Yeah.
And I've always loved honey ever since. And I'm a gardener as well.
Oh, are you?
I think that is when I started.
So, yeah. So those early years gardening. Yeah. Did you grow flowers as well as beans and things?
Yes, there were flowers, but it was mainly to show us how to grow vegetables.
Right, okay.
It's something I've always done since.
So,
I don't know whether there is a garden at the school now.
There is a garden. But I don't know the school that well because I'm not from the village. My impression is that the children do garden in it, but I've been looking at the school log books up to 1940 and there's much more emphasis about producing food back then.
Yes.
Because people needed it.
Yes.
You know. Did you have hens in the garden when you were there?
I don't remember that. No, I don't. There was a lady called Miss Arnfield, I think her name was, and she was used to teach sewing.
Oh, right.
She had a thing about pegging rugs.
Oh, right, I know.
And that is something I used to hate. I think I undid more than I...
Did you hate the sewing or just the pegging rugs?
The pegging of the rugs. I didn't like that.
Yeah.
But no. I know my sister Joyce was very good at embroidery, and she still is. And before this school teacher, Miss Arnfield, got married, she asked my sister to embroider some... She brought her plain pillowcases in to the class, and my sister embroidered all the flowers on them.
That just hardly happens now, does it?
Exactly.
You know?
So, I remember that. I used to love playing in the playground.
When you were there, was it just the girls playing or was it boys and girls?
No, we both are.
Yeah, both. Skipping.
And I know my sister's got a photograph of herself actually skipping.
Oh, right.
And it was being filmed for something, but she cannot remember what that was for.
Yeah. Did you do all those skipping games and rhymes?
I can't really remember now. Well, we had hoops.
Oh, right, yeah.
And things we used to throw hoops about.
Yeah. Was there anything you didn't like at school? Or was it generally
Not really. I think it was okay.
Yeah.
I suppose when you first start school, they seem long days. Mm. I know quite often after we had dinner. I think we used to come across to the institute here.
Yeah, people have said that. Yeah.
And you go back to the classroom, and quite often I could have done with a nap, actually, because I was tired.
Well, I still could. I
do remember that. But I don't remember much about school dinners.
Right.
No.
Yeah. Where did you live then, in the village then?
I didn't live in the village. I lived on a place called Upper Ashup.
Right.
Which was, because Dad was a gamekeeper.
Oh, yeah.
And we used to have a taxi. Either Mr. Judkins or Mr. Middleton used to pick us up and bring us down to school.
So is that now under the dam where you lived, or is it in the hills?
No, it's up on the A57 road. If you know where the chapel is on the A57, where they've recently had traffic lights because of
quite
the roads.
Quite far along before you get to...
And it's over the other side of the valley on the hillside.
Yeah, I think I do. I think I do.
It is now, unfortunately, empty, and it belongs to the National Trust.
Yeah.
And that's where I was born.
Gosh.
But I was actually the last person to be christened in Derwent Church in March 1943 before they flooded it.
Really?
Yes, so I'm in the record books.
Claim to fame.
Yes.
Yeah.
So,
Oh, that's lovely, thank you. I could